Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. This is Dr. Joy Brown. I've got a lot of you who are wanting to talk with me, and that's what I do. That's my priority. We'll talk about South Carolina and the Take It Down movement that's going. Did you see? Well, I'll tell you more about Walmart is going to discontinue carrying any Confederate flags. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We have the entire week. We have the rest of our time together. But for right now, let me say one other thing. And then I'm going to go right to Tom that we were talking about a moment ago. And I will, Matthew, Tracy, I'll get to all of you. We have lots of time, and I'll give you all the time you need. I know CKLW in Windsor has been a longtime affiliate of my program. I am still on the air. They changed my time slot. And Keith Chenery, who's a great guy and the program director, was kind enough to call me and tell me before I left that he was going to do that. And I said, you're going to get some protests. So call Keith Chenery and say, put her back on. I'd love to have you guys live because I love talking with you. But it was not obviously my decision. Keith, as I said, was kind enough to let me know because he's a great guy. And I'm still on the station. I'm just on at a different time. So if you want me back where I was, in fact, all of you, program directors seldom, let me just tell you a true story. Program directors always get called when somebody does something they don't like. So first of all, that's the American way. Go ahead and call Keith. But also understand, if you're listening on a radio station, you really like the program. Program directors never hear anything good. So if you like the program and you like where you're hearing it, just get the program director, send him an email, give him a call, say, hey, listen, thanks. Because they never hear anything positive. So, and I'm afraid Keith may not be hearing a whole lot of positive this week. Keith, I feel your pain. Put me back where I was. Okay, that was an unpaid political announcement. Okay, we're back with Tom, who's got a three-year-old that he's had. Have you had custody of the three-year-old or been raising the three-year-old? Tell me the circumstances about the three-year-old.
He has been placed with me. I'm a resource parent at this point. Okay. He has been separated from my daughter, his mother, since November of last year. And part of that process is to get both biological parents on board. He has not seen his biological father since he was probably about 13 or 14 months.
Okay.
So he's got a planned visit coming up this weekend for both a couple hours on Friday afternoon and 2-3 hours on Saturday, which just has me concerned with, you know, I've shown him a picture, which he, it's no big deal to a three-year-old showing him a picture.
Nope, that's it at all. All right, but you didn't tell me the circumstances. Why has he been with you rather than with either biological parent?
He was, Dyfus has taken him from my daughter, and he's been placed in our custody. So he's not actually in our custody. We are just caretakers.
Custodial. All right. Is there a drug problem?
Yes, my daughter is in a recovery program. The father has been through a recovery program and is living out of state at this point and is on the path to doing well. So while I don't have concerns, it's a brand new person, and I don't have a lot of history with him personally. So
okay, how old actually are your daughter and the biological father?
My daughter is 32, and the father is, I believe, 34.
Okay. Do they have other children, either of them?
No.
Is the plan, we don't know what the plan is at this moment for either.
Well, the plan I'm being told, because of DCF's involvement, they will facilitate visits for both parents.
Okay.
And so they're actually flying him from North Carolina to visit with my grandson, which I'm on board about because I feel he should, you know, it's a good thing for him to know his father.
What does the three-year-old call you daddy?
No, he's lived with us since birth. My daughter and he both lived with us when he from the time he was born, and then she moved out shortly before we had to take care of him from November on.
So he hasn't seen his biological father since he was about a year old, a little more than a year old.
Just about, yeah. He has no real other than being shown a picture. My daughter has shown him a picture and said, "This is daddy." And so if I show him a picture, he'll
say
remember
daddy.
And say daddy.
Okay.
But
all right, tell me about the supervised visit. What's the scenario? Is he going to stay with you? Is the child?
Yeah, we have we were sort of asked how we would like it to go, and I thought it was a good idea for us to be there as a familiar.
I agree.
Touchstone.
Absolutely agree. Yep.
We're going to be involved both for both visits. First one's going to be on sort of neutral territory at the offices, a playroom, and the second one, I've opted for maybe an outside playground. And
great.
And I'm just observing. I'm going to let the father run around because he's much younger than me. So I figure let him wear himself out on the playground.
This kid is a very young kid. It sounds like dad is really, I think you're very wise in how you've set it up, that you want a really short, controlled circumstance. Three-year-olds are not nearly as, they can be a little phobic about strangers. Usually about 18 months is when kids really begin to understand self and other, and they become a child who's been very outgoing and social, all of a sudden it becomes very clingy. So it's a little unclear what his response is going to be. I think what I would do is say, "This is daddy," and just sort of see what happens. And if he decides to cling to you and suck his thumb, I'd let alone. Hopefully daddy will have enough sense to not push the kid. And to kind of play and, you know, to kind of gentle him. You know, when we go to a strange animal, the first thing we do is we get down on their level, right? So we're not threatening, and we put our hand out face up, which is an unthreatening position. It's not a fist. And whether you're talking about a horse or a dog or really any kind of, I was at a farm, a kibbutz in Israel, and there are cows. And it was really interesting because the guide with me had clearly never been around a cow in his life. And so he went to pat the cow on his skull. And the cow, of course, moves away because a hand with the palm down is threatening. That's how you get hit.
Mm-hmm.
A hand with the palm up. So I just knelt down, eye level with the cow, and put my hand, my palm up. So the cow came to me and said, "How'd you do that?" And I said, "I'm not threatening." And so understand that a three-year-old, to a certain extent, is more a young animal than a young human. So what you do is, if hopefully daddy will have enough sense to not be threatening, to not be very loud, to get down on the child's level, to be unthreatening, to let the kid come to him. And if not, you can kind of explain that the kids this age, you talk to a psychologist, and a psychologist said that kids can sometimes be very nervous around strangers at this age because he just doesn't know it. And just allow the child to figure out what to do. In terms of preparing the child, children love stories. So he already knows about daddy, and you can tell him stories about daddy. But let the two of them, exactly as you wisely set out, figure out how to do it. If daddy has a hard time with it, you can give him some clues. Understand that you want to be unthreatening, to let him come to you, to maybe tell stories, and just see how it goes. But, you know, I don't think he needs a whole lot more preparation. And more importantly, I don't think a whole lot of preparation is going to help. Because he doesn't understand the concepts,
I shouldn't. A couple days ahead, just prepare him that he's going to be.
You can say that. Yeah, you can say we're going to go see daddy, and what would you like to do? But understand, it's more. It's like saying, let's talk imaginary friends. Let me put you on hold. I'll come right back. We'll talk a little bit more about this. Ralph, Matthew, Tracy, gets all of you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Tom, whose grandson, who's three, is going to meet his biological father for the first time in about a year and a half. And so the question is, how do I prepare him? And I'm saying, he'll sort it out. He may or may not be willing to go, depending on how outgoing he is, depending on what dad's personality is. But if you're, but the, Tom's question is, how do I prepare him? And I'm saying, he's three. I mean, you could certainly say, Daddy's coming, and do you want to make a picture for Daddy? And but Daddy is not going to have a whole lot of meaningful concept to him. He may or may not associate it with a name. They've been showing him Daddy's pictures and point to the picture and says, Daddy. But the kid may, don't expect something like a YouTube video where he's going to run and throw his arms around and say, gee, Dad, hello. It's not going to happen. It would be, I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. It would be very surprising. If Daddy's really smart, which I suspect he is, there will probably be a gift involved. Because as human beings, how we usually try and convince someone to love us is we bribe them a little bit. And you'll see. But I would just, I think it's perfectly fine to say Daddy's coming, and we're excited about that. But understand that he's three, so he's going to take his cue from you. It's like saying, Salminio's birthday is coming. Arbor Day is coming. Ooh, Arbor Day doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So his concept of Daddy is going to be very, very limited. And the two of them will work it out.
Well, to be honest, I'm not concerned with him being too shy because he's a very outgoing three-year-old and he's been around a lot of people in his short years and is very adaptable. So I think he'll warm up after the first few minutes really well. I guess my other question would be, should I not be in the room after they initially meet? Would that
I'd play it by ear. I'd play it by ear because my guess is it depends. And the child may be perfectly comfortable dealing with Daddy as long as you're there. And Daddy may be perfectly comfortable. In terms of wanting to take him someplace, I'd play it by ear. Because what you've got here is a very fragile situation. In some ways, it's probably less fragile for the three-year-old who has really got a limited perception than it is going to be for you and for Daddy. Because if you leave the room and the kid starts screaming, especially a man who's not used to being around children, is not going to know what to do. So, and what we want here is to have very few negatives going on. Because Daddy's going to leave and not come back for a while. So, if I were you, that's, I guess, part of what I would be focusing on is how do we maintain the relationship over time and space with Daddy.
So that would be my third question, yeah.
Okay, well, let me do the third question before. Oh, I'm so good at anticipating
because
sometimes.
He may visit on a monthly basis, and I'm not 100% sure that will happen, but it's
possible. All right. Let's fill in the blanks as much as we can. So maybe, I mean, I don't think our cell phones are worth anything in terms of conversation. Joy's saying, what? They're always dropping off. But they are terrific in terms of pictures and videos. So I might videotape, if you've got a three-year-old, you probably have a video camera anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But I might videotape them together so you can play it for him. He may want to draw pictures of Daddy when he leaves so that we can extend the relationship past the visits, because what you really want is not a one-shot deal, because he's three.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want is, in terms of leaving them alone, I'd play it by ear, because you don't want, even though they're playing fine, what I might do is bring a book and be over in the edge. And what you may notice is the three-year-old will make kind of periodic contact with you. He will make eye contact, or he will come over and touch your leg or whatever, and then go back with playing with Daddy. But even the most outgoing three-year-old can feel a little uncomfortable about new situations. So play it by ear.
Okay. Take my cues from him. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly so. And be willing to help Daddy out about, listen, it's not that he doesn't love you, it's he just doesn't know you. And hopefully Daddy of the three, Daddy's probably going to be the most nervous.
I agree, because he's got the least practice with all of this. So.
And he has the most to lose.
Yeah.
So you can be just this wonderful, stalwart, gentle presence for both.
Okay.
All righty.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. I've listened to you for many, many years, and I can't even tell you how many people I've given the stupid and cheerful and curious, not furious speech to. So I really appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. And if I get the phone number out, it's a cue for the fact there's actually an open line for the first time in 2 hours. Ralph, welcome back. You're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Well, I haven't heard Salminio's birthday mentioned in quite a long time. That made me giggle, huh? I'll tell you.
It was a tragic story.
Yeah, it was.
It really was. Yeah. I'll tell you what. The thing that went down in South Carolina really, it just shook me to the core. I mean, I you know, for those of us who are engaged in such things, you know, we take it, you know, personally and put ourselves there in that situation and that young man, and you know, it's hard to even talk about the guy. And with all that hate, walked in there and just did what he did. You know, we try to figure out why and what, where have we gone wrong? Where has society failed us and everything else? And you know, in a free society, Dr. Joy, can we put the clamps on somebody like that? Can we say whether he's going to turn out and do something like that? You know, the things that we find out after in the aftermath here is that he was posting these horrific manifestos on the computer and everything else. And so everyone says, hey, you know, we should have done something. This kid was giving out signals that he was a bad dude. He was going to do something terrible. But, you know, I say that in a free society, as I mentioned, you know, these things are going to occur. They seem to occur more often than ever before. It may be because here's the time I'm living in and I just notice it. But I'll tell you, Dr. Joy, nine folks dead and one and sitting there for an hour and telling one of the parishioners there that, hey, I'm going to do something heinous. I'm going to keep you alive so you can watch what happens and detail it to the media for me. That tells me one thing. It tells me that the main reason why they do what they do is for notoriety. It's because they achieve some sort of fame in their otherwise drab, hopeless lives. And I mean, would you be on board with me with that conclusion?
Well, let me. You've had several conclusions along the way, so let me sort of see if I can sort them out. Let me start from the back and going, or from here and going backward. Number one, do I think that kids, or do people do things for notoriety? No question. You hear me all the time say that all God's children need attention. If you can't do it for something positive, you'll do it for something negative. My way of dealing with this is I made a promise to my listeners and to myself years ago that I would never mention the name of a perpetrator, which is my small, perhaps meaningless, but symbolic statement of saying, you're not going to get notoriety from me. I will not use your name. I will never mention it. Do I think that that heinous messages should be paid more attention to? Let me hold that thought. I'll come right back to you. Matthew and Tracy, I'll get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Ralph, who is understandably upset about South Carolina. And he said, so we had this horrible, horrible kid whose name I will never mention. Because that's my commitment of not helping the issue of notoriety. Do I think that's going to act as the deterrent? Probably not, but if everybody decided that they were going to do that, which they will not, that it might at least take away part of the motivation of, I want to live fast, die young, and have a well-known corpse might be offset. So, but you can only do what you can do. I can only be responsible for my behavior. So that's number one.
Sure.
Do I think it's notoriety? Do I think that hateful messages on the internet need to be monitored more closely? The internet is about hateful messages. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me how when people become semi-anonymous, this bile, sort of dribbles out of them. So do I think the internet contributes to it? Maybe. I mean, but, you know, as you point out, what's the alternative? And censorship is probably not exactly the issue. However, having said that, what we know is that NSA in particular, and probably other agencies whose letters we don't know, monitor email. We know that the CIA, all sorts of intelligence agencies monitor email for terrorists. We know that, right? And we know that the NSA monitors American citizens. If you can monitor foreign people looking for examples of terrorism that need to be on a watch list, and we know that Americans are being monitored anyway, why don't we apply the same criteria? And if people are saying they should all die, why don't we at least put them on a watch list? And that's not the same as censoring. And in fact, it's the antithesis of censoring, because what we want to do, which gets me to my particular issue, which, you know, is one of those things everyone, so I try and sort of maintain radio silence, at least temporarily. There are just too damn many guns. It's too easy to get a gun.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, as far as I'm concerned, if the NSA was monitoring for the same criteria that other agencies monitor foreign and, in fact, domestic emails for hints that this person may be dangerous, why can't we monitor them as well, and at least for background checks? We can't even get better background checks after all this.
Right.
So that's part of it.
I agree.
I mean, it drives me absolutely nuts.
I agree with you. And you know something, you do such a great service by not mentioning that guy's name, because that's exactly what he wants and what they all wanted, and that is, I commend you for that, and that's very, very astute of you. But I'll tell you one thing. Why, you know, I can understand a person having a gun in the drawer for protection. I want to protect my family, and I understand. I personally am afraid of guns. I sound like a wuss, but I am. You know, when I see a gun, I run in the other direction, and that's from a, you know, a big, strong guy. That's not from a little, you know, that's just the way I feel. But when people find, you know, I notice they're kind of alpha male types that find their manhood, and I'm probably categorizing through these guns. They have to have an arsenal in their homes. Now, this guy was pictured on the internet with the gun on his, strapped on his back, a jacket with apartheid type insignia.
I got it.
I mean, he is saying everything to us. He's screaming that, hey, I'm going to do, if I don't act on this, I'm certainly not someone you want roaming free in this society. But yet, you can't, until he makes the move, and his move was to the extreme.
Well, that's not completely true. You can put him on a watch list. You could make sure he doesn't have easy access to guns. And if nothing else, I mean, I deplore the Congress for not doing something about gun control at this moment. I just think they're a bunch of creepy cowards, to be quite honest, and I will say that across the board. But I also commend Walmart, for example, for getting rid of anything with a Confederate flag. And you have to remember, I was born in New Orleans. So, but if, you know, in this country, if people showed the Nazi flag, there would be huge hue and outcry, as happened to one of the royals who went to a Halloween party dressed as a Nazi. There was huge condemnation.
Yeah, I remember
that. In South Carolina today, that there are, they're at the Capitol, they're making a fuss saying, take it down. But I think that the notion of what the Confederate flag stands for and what it means, what it meant during the Civil War, is very different than what it means today. So as a society, at least we're talking about it, and I will not mention anybody's name. I still think that it boils down, there have always been haters, there have always been mentally unbalanced people. What I'm in favor of is the same level of monitoring of domestic nuts as there are for international nuts, and I think that the background checks, for very least, folks, have to be extended. Right, dear Congressman. Yeah, no, let me go on, because we'll probably talk about this later in the week, and I would really encourage you to do this, but I have people who've been waiting for so long to talk with me about personal issues. What I'd like to do is defer you to later in the week, and I'll put you on again, which is breaking my own rule of not putting anybody on more than about once a month, but I will make the exception for you if you will allow me to go back and deal with a little bit more of the psychological stuff. Is that fair?
Sure, I will. Thanks so much, Dr. Joy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ralph. Thanks for being flexible with me. Matthew, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, Dr. Joy, thank you so much, and so glad to hear you made it back from Israel okay. calling with you're welcome. With a little personal and a broader question. They kind of interrelate, if you will, though.
Okay.
So I've got a bunch of kids, a daughter who is 17, and she is dated a boy since freshman year, so for a while now, and she told me the other day that she was 100% gay. And then she referenced something called the McKinsey scale.
Yeah.
So that's where she got the information about that. And I've never heard you. I'm an avid listener. I've been listening for a decade or more and haven't heard you talk about that before. And that kind of leads me to the next question about, and I know not related, but gender fluidity and your take on that. So we'd love to hear your take on the Kinsey scale conversation and also gender fluidity, if you would, please.
Okay. Let me just ask you a question. So your daughter has been dating a guy since or
yes.
A woman? Okay. So
a male.
All right, so your daughter's been dating a male for the last couple of years, and she's gay or he's gay?
She said she is gay, 100%.
Okay. Right. Well, I guess my question would be, why are you dating him? Did you ask?
You know, she's kind of, you know, towed him up as a unicorn. You know, he's the one guy that she's attracted to, which, I mean, I think that, you know, that I'm not really sure. I mean, in my mind, it's just, I think she's trying to say outrageous things to us, but you know, I'm not really sure what to think about it.
Okay. The idea of the Kinsey scale, first of all, I have to remember that Alfred Kinsey, I think, published his first thing, I think in the 1940s, 1945, something like mm-hmm. that. And basically what he said, among other things, is he said that the thing that's quoted most often is not his scale, which is the idea of and actually the scale was not unique to Kinsey. Basically, believe it or not, Jung had talked about the same phenomenon at least 50 years before that. But what Kinsey is best known for is the statistic that says about between 13% and 16% of the population is gay. Which at the time was considered enormously controversial. But basically what he says is that there's a scale that you go from being completely heterosexual with no homosexual tendencies to exclusively homosexual. And so the idea being, it was actually 1948, there we go, see? I can't believe the stuff I remember. That people essentially don't necessarily fit neatly into one category. Now, the idea is obviously the most interesting to a certain extent is kind of the middle. The, you know, if we've got a scale of 1 to 6, which is actually what his scale was, the threes are the most interesting, right? Which means you could go either way. ACDC, as we used
right.
to say in our little sort of ignorant high school days. The idea being there are a whole bunch of issues here. The first is that as human beings, Freud said, well before Kinsey, that we are are polymorphously perverse. In other words, we all have the idea, we all have the potential of being anything. I would argue that he probably was wrong, that the newer data, which is only a couple of years old, suggest that while there are factors that can influence our sexuality, that there really, like a lot of things, that there really is a genetic component that predisposes you in one direction or another. It doesn't mean it's 100%. And I've given examples over the years of this was some people who lived in the town that I lived in at one point, who had both, they were widows who both married, had children, and were certainly heterosexual. But they were older women. They felt that men were not interested in them, that they were older. And they began a sexual affair with each other, with the idea being that they cared about each other enormously and that there wasn't really anybody else around. And therefore, now what they fantasized about when they were having sex, I didn't ask them. But the idea being, are people capable of different kinds of sexuality under different kinds of circumstances? And I think the answer is yes. None of this really completely applies to your daughter. So let's talk about her when we come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. So Matthew has a 17-year-old daughter who's been dating this dude for a couple of years, came to her dad and says, well, I'm gay. And dad said, so what's the guy? And he said, well, he's really a unicorn. So, and she said, all right, Is she the one who told you about the Kinsey scale?
Yeah, she did. That's what got me looking into that. And I always, I kind of reacted. I thought with it, Dr. Joy, is, well, you're either one or the other, not both. But I might have been. I hope I didn't do too wrong by you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I basically, as I said, then Kinsey was not the one who came up with this. That Freud had said you're polymorphously perverse. what, in 1860 or something, 1880, something like that, Jung had said people are introverted and extroverted, that all of us are yin and yang. So he'd said that well before. Kinsey was the first one to really do the research in some ways. It wasn't an original idea, but his research. And, you know, do I believe in bisexuality? I don't, to be quite honest, which doesn't mean whether I believe in it or not, people are going to do what they want to do. As far as I'm concerned, bisexuality is basically do me. You know, that I don't care who you are, I just care about my own sexuality, which is my issue. I'm not sure that I would necessarily share that perception with your daughter, because I don't think that it's going to make you very popular with her. And you know, she's going to have to sort out who she is. I think that people can be curious. I think that that fantasies are sort of deal with the discrepancy between who we are and what we want. And I think under certain circumstances, we know that heterosexual males in a prison population can have sexual experiences with other men, because that's who's available. We know, my in particular experience was of some nice little older women who were not gay. They were straight as far as they were concerned, but they didn't really want to give up their physical sexuality, and so they sort of became involved with each other. Does that mean they were gay? At some point, I guess it depends how we define this. Is this something that we're predisposed to? Is this a political philosophy? Is it a genetic predisposition? Is it a choice? And my particular perception is that it is not a choice, that we can choose how to behave. We cannot choose our genetic makeup. We cannot choose. The more obvious example than your daughter to a certain extent, or maybe more comfortable example, is a huge number of male actors, movie stars, that have been married, who've had children who came out as they were older. Does that mean that they were more heterosexual at one point? I would argue no, that society defines different behaviors in different ways. And as you point out, with 17-year-olds, being gay is much hipper these days than being straight. Let's face it. Whatever else it is or isn't. As you also pointed out, being able to shock your parents, wow, what fun. Being able to comfortably experiment when you're 17, kind of cool. You're not going to get pregnant if you decide you're going to have sex with women. So in terms of your daughter's sexuality, I would argue that to a certain extent it's to be determined by a whole lot of things. And as a parent, I think I would take the stance of your sexuality is your own business with certain restrictions. And they're not even restrictions, they're suggestions that you don't get pregnant. You don't get a sexually transmitted, get or give a sexually transmitted disease. And you understand that our sexuality, being that open to somebody, makes us vulnerable, and that you were kind. Past that, this is something that you're going to have to sort out for yourself, that I'm not particularly willing to share my sex life with you, and I don't necessarily need to know about your sex life other than you're safe in all definitions of that word, as much as it's possible to be emotionally safe with another person, but at least you are kind to other people. And let it go, because it's nothing you're going to be able to determine, and I would argue that it may not even be something that you particularly want to know.
Yeah, that's kind of the stance we've taken. I was just curious on your take about it, and the Kinsey thing with me, I know that I heard mentioned. And you know, the gender fluidity thing, Dr. Joy, is that something new? Is that something that, you know, or something we're just kind of calling attention to now, or what's the situation?
I don't think it's new. I think the idea, as I mentioned, that circumstances can determine our, can affect our predisposition to a certain extent. And you can argue that, there are other examples that we might like. Let's say, to be really trivial, we might like one kind of music, but if we have our best friend like something else, we may be willing to learn about it or listen to it a bit more carefully. That our predisposition is only that. I think that there are very few things that are literally written in stone. And just as some people, to be really stupid about this, multi-letter in different sports. There's some people who are capable of multi-lettering, I suppose, sexually, and some people who focus all their abilities and attention on one sport. So a poor metaphor, but you get the point. That I think our sexuality should not be the preeminent and predetermining factor of our lives. And if you think about it, somebody never come, people very seldom come up and say, I am a flaming heterosexual. That if we're heterosexual, we have the option of all sorts of other things, that we can be accountants, or we can ride bicycles, or we can be great cooks. And for a part of the population to say, I'm gay, as opposed to anything else, I think is limiting. On the other hand, if you feel that kind of behavior would have you ostracized or killed or jailed, then maybe it is important, at least for the short term. I think our society would be a happier place when we can stop worrying about what nation we're from or what religion we're from or what sex we feel we define ourselves out, and everybody minds their own business and lets people alone. Not going to happen
totally
anytime
agree.
Soon. Yeah, but and I think with your daughter, give her a hug and say, honey, I love you. Whatever. You work out your own sexuality. If I answer any questions that you have, if I have an answer, I'll try and help you. If not, we'll figure out where you find the answer.
Dr. Joy, there's a show I watched called Orphan Black, and one of the quotes from it was, this character happened to be gay, and they said, well, that's not the most interesting thing about me. And I think that kind of parallels what you're saying there, that there's a lot more to a person than their sexuality. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much for your time. You do such great work, and it's much appreciated.
Thank you, Matthew. All right, Tracy, tell me quickly, sugar, what we're going to be talking about. I'll hold you over. We'll put you on next hour.
Dr. Joy. I have an 8-year-old that tends to be a little bit of a slowpoke.
Okay.
And I need some help, and I don't want to continue to be a nag and continue to have to keep reminding her and keep her on track.
All right.
So I need some strategies on how I can stop waiting at the door.
Will do. All right, I'll tell you what, when we come back, well, let's see, I've got about a minute and a half here. Tell me a little bit about the family structure. Does she have brothers and sisters?
She has two older siblings.
Yep.
A 22-year-old and a 20-year-old, okay. And she's 8.
Okay, same parents for all three kids?
Same dad, yes.
Okay. And I assume you're the mom.
Well, not of the two older children.
Got it. Okay, fair enough. When we come back, I know I have to ask this question specifically to get the answer, don't I? All right, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.